This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, 10 things every cat parent should remember. No one adopts or rescues or purchases a cat with the hope that the cat's going to misbehave, destroy the house, or hide under the bed. Whenever you enter into a relationship with a cat, you have expectations about sharing a wonderful life together. So what happens? Well, all too often, we're the ones who mess things up. We're quick to blame the cat, but we don't follow through on our part of the bargain. So here's a little reminder list of 10 things you shouldn't forget. Number 1, your cat is a social creature. Cats benefit from companionship. There's been so much misinformation out there about cats being solitary animals. The truth is, cats hunt alone because they go after small prey, but they benefit from being around other animals. New cat introductions, they're tricky because you have to take into account the cat's territorial nature. But if done right, you can provide a wonderful companion for your cat in most cases. Number 2, create an appealing litter box setup. Pay attention to what your cat needs when it comes to the proper setup. It's not about what's convenient for you. It's about what's convenient and appealing for your cat. The type of box, the type of litter, the location of the box, and how often you clean it are all important factors in a successful litter box setup. Number 3, scratching is normal. Cats have a natural need to scratch, and it's actually something that's very beneficial to them both physically and emotionally. Many new cat parents assume the behavior is simply the way a cat sharpens his claws, but it's a lot more complex than that. Take the time to learn about the importance of the behavior so you won't be misled into having your cat declawed. Provide a tall, sturdy scratching post. Make sure it's covered in a rough texture, and you'll be well on your way to training your cat to scratch in appropriate places. Number 4, environmental enrichment. Many behavior problems can be avoided if you increase environmental enrichment so that your cat can have sensory stimulation. Cats have amazing senses. They're also natural hunters, and they thrive on stimulation in their surroundings. Environmental enrichment simply involves opportunities to engage in interactive playtime, solo playtime, discovery, vertical territory, security, and comfort. A cat who sleeps all day, rolls off the sofa to waddle into the kitchen for food, and then waddles back to the sofa is certainly not getting adequate environmental enrichment. Number 5, every behavior serves a purpose. Whether you approve of a particular behavior or not, everything your cat does serves a function, or else he wouldn't repeat it. Cats don't willfully misbehave out of spite or anger or stupidity. Your cat isn't sitting around at night just trying to think up ways to irritate you. If you don't like a behavior, figure out the reason why the cat feels the need to do it. In other words, what's the payoff? And then provide him with a better option. Look at behavior from a positive approach in order to set the cat up to succeed. This method of training strengthens the bond you share with your cat, and it'll help you better understand what he needs. Number 6, be consistent. Don't send mixed messages when training, and make sure everyone in the family is on the same page. A common mistake in training is that pet parents aren't consistent, so the cat never fully understands what's allowed and what isn't. For example, you may decide that the cat is not allowed on the table or the countertops, but if your spouse or one of your children lets him, then the cat is never getting a consistent message. Number 7, maintain veterinary care. All cats, regardless of whether they were rescued from the street or purchased for top dollar from a breeder, they need regular veterinary care. Don't assume a problem is behavioral without first having your cat checked at the veterinary clinic. Many behavior issues are actually the result of an underlying medical problem, so you don't want to overlook this very important step. Cats, regardless of whether they ever step one paw outside or not, should be seen for annual veterinary exams as well, and older cats really should be seen at least twice a year. Number 8. Pay attention to what your cat is communicating. Be aware of your cat's body language and respect his distance increasing requests. These are the signals that your cat gives off when he doesn't want to be bothered. And if you respect these, you'll increase the bond of trust. Cats are masters of communication, and they use body language to let others know when they're in play mode or affection mode or the all-important leave me alone mode. Number 9, don't allow your cat to get fat. A few extra pounds on a cat is the equivalent of about 40 pounds on a human. You might have believed that cats know how to self-regulate their food intake, but there's really an epidemic of cat obesity out there, so I'd say that's not an accurate statement. Your veterinarian can help you determine the proper amount your cat should be eating each day, and that'll be based on age, health, your cat's body type, and his activity level. The instructions that you see on pet food labels, they're really just general guidelines, so you have to take into consideration your cat's particular condition. Obesity in cats is very serious. It can lead to arthritis, heart trouble, and diabetes, among other medical problems. Number 10, play with your cat. Play with him every day. Cats are hunters and they were born to move. Now, whether your cat is an athletic youngster who does amazing backflips, or if he's a more sedentary senior citizen, he'll benefit from daily interactive play. Customize your play session to meet the cat's physical limitations and abilities. Interactive play is good for both of you. It can help strengthen the bond, ease fear, help Kitty develop a positive association with you and his environment, and most of all, it's just plain fun. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.